You know, in my life, I've always found a deep connection to people, and I've always found what goes around comes around. And, you know, I think people would say that I've been a reasonably good businessman, I've been a reasonably good investor, and I've been a decent philanthropist. Some people actually might think I might make a good mayor. But I got to tell you, I was an abject failure as a bartender. I was awful. And, you know, this is a little bit of a revealing because it's not one of those stories that I tell that often. But, you know, I came to Delaware in 1976. I was a kid from Michigan. I left Michigan because, you know, the economy wasn't good. I decided to go to the university. I didn't go into Penn. And I thought everybody in my class was going to go to Michigan. There was only 40,000 people there. I don't know why I thought I'd see everybody from my high school class there. I ended up at the University of Delaware. And I needed to finance my education, so I found a job at the Hotel DuPont in Wilmington. And they hired me as a banquet bartender for some stupid reason. And the good thing about it was they paid $12 an hour, which was like seemed like an ungodly sum. And it also came with dinner, which was even better. Right? Because in those days, it was like Kraft macaroni and cheese and hamburger with the standard diet. But I was just awful. And as a banquet bartender, my job was to work weddings and business parties and, you know, work fast because there was always a lot of people around. But I loved talking to people. I loved engaging people in a dialogue. And I never could work fast at all. And I'd always get talking to somebody that wanted to have a discussion about this, and I would ask them about their business because I was just starting to learn about business and get interested. I remember I got an internship with the DuPont Investment Management Group because I engaged the CIO in a dialogue one night, much to the chagrin of my boss. Now, my boss was this guy, Tony Graziano. He was a tough guy from Italy, and he used to grab me by the ear, and he would say, "Davey, leave your school books at home. All I want is your common sense. All I want is your common sense when I would do something stupid." And there was only two of us that were students that worked there. It was me and a guy by the name of Robbie Siegfried. And we worked, the other banquet bartenders were generally guys that worked for the Chrysler plant or who was a second job. And we'd always work in the evenings or Saturday afternoons when the weddings were. And the end of my career as a banquet bartender, after many misadventures and many problems with Mr. Graziano, came one day at the end of a shift. We were putting the glasses back. We were bringing them from down in the basement of the Hotel DuPont up to where we stored them. And I was having fun. I was talking to people. I was engaging people in a dialogue. And I had pushing this cart of glasses about this high. And I looked at my pal, Robbie Siegfried, and I said, we were going up this cart to put these glasses away. And I said, like Teddy Roosevelt up San Juan Hill. But I didn't realize there was a little lip right there at the bottom. And I went up San Juan Hill, and the whole stack of glasses fell over and created the biggest crash, the biggest mess you've ever seen in your life. And Mr. Graziano saw fit to end my career as a bartender at the Hotel DuPont. And I really missed those free meals, I gotta tell you. And what goes around does really come around in life. Because about 30 years later, I was standing in a restaurant, and I heard from across the room, like Teddy Roosevelt up San Juan Hill. And I turned, believe it or not, there was Robbie Siegfried, who lives in Philadelphia. And I cringed as I relived getting fired from the Hotel DuPont in Wilmington, Delaware. So that's my short career as a bartender. And what goes around does come around, and we all love Baltimore. Thanks for a great evening.